I didn't know.
Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Tes in Bamitzia. We'll start with the last few words on Nun Ches and Beis. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Noch Laram Shevol Al Sofek Eshishish. A person is better off, and of course it doesn't mean literally you should do that, but a Sofek Eshishish, a possibility of committing adultery with a possible Eshishish. In other words, you know if she's married or not, if Nun Tes, right? But he shouldn't embarrass somebody. He shouldn't. I think the door is. Rather than embarrass somebody. In other words, embarrassing somebody is so bad that you're better off. Chas v'chalila. It's less of a sin to sleep with a suffocatious ish rather than that. Now, yesterday we were talking about this concept of offending people, right? That Onah is not only committing fraud against people monetarily, but we said hurting somebody with words is much worse. And this is how we get, this is how we segue into this idea that hurting somebody with words is worse than embarrassing somebody publicly, is worse even than a suffocatious minolan. But the Dorash Rava, the famous story with David HaMelech, we know. What was the story with David HaMelech? That he, when he married Bathsheba, what happened? She was really married to somebody else, and he sent the guy out to war. But everybody in those days, when they went out to war, not like they do today, then those days, when in the time of David HaMelech, when they went out to war, they gave their wives a get, al tanai, because they said, in case they don't come back and their body's not found or whatever, it wasn't like today where you can go find people, etc., and everything is checked out. So they said, if I don't come back, it's a get from right now. So technically, since he didn't come back, it's a get. If it was a get retroactively, so when he slept with her, she really wasn't an Eishes Ish. But of course, if he comes back, then there's no get. So Midrash Rav, Midrash Siv, with Sali Samchu Ben Asafu. Here, David is speaking. This is a passing in Tilim. David wrote Tilim. With Sali, Tzali is like his rib. You know, like a tzela, like how did you make a woman from man, from the tzela? This is my wife. Samchu, they were all my enemies laughed and they gathered up against me. Koru, they tore me velo damu and they did not stop. In other words, they tried it. Omer David Avotei Kosh Baruch Marshalom. Gol Vidul Fenecha, you know, Shima Yum Karim Basari. If they would have torn my flesh, lo yadami shows this Lord, it's no blood would have come out. They've embarrassed me so much that there's no blood. Remember, you said yesterday that when you embarrass somebody, their face turns white, meaning their blood, it's like you killed them. Well, I've been so drained out that, you know, they could tear me apart, there'd be no blood. Even when they're discussing, apparently this means even when they're discussing another topic. You know, it's one thing you discuss Eishes Ish, okay, we're talking about Kedush and Gittin, right? And Nashim, we're talking about Eishes Sota. But even when they're talking about the Gomer Olos, they say, Omerli, they tell me, David, hey, David, come here. Habal Eishes Ish Misosama, what's the punishment for sleeping with a married woman? In other words, they're alluding like, like they're making fun of him. By the way, Mepharshim say, why did they call him David? He was a melech. You know, you can't talk the way that way. So Vais Tachos, that he was, it was in real, that in the base medrash, he was such an anav, that in the base medrash, everybody's equal. You know, it's like a thing that you're supposed to show respect to people, right? Many times we have a rabbi at the shir, you don't show proper respect, because in the base medrash, everybody understands that we're all learning Torah together, we're like friends, you know? So he was mochel that, so that wasn't the problem. But they said to him, even when the learning was, hey, David, what's the story? What's the punishment again for Eishes Ish, like they're making fun of him? Vani omer lehem, misas v'cherek. The punishment is death by strangulation. V'yesh l'chelek amal, but he has a chelek amal. At least, you know, a guy committed adultery, he's going to get a shalom amal. Avol mal b'nei chaver b'rabim, but you're embarrassing me, and l'chelek amal, you're worse. That's the idea over here. That's what Rava said, that, you know, you're embarrassing me, that's much worse. That's the idea that a person's better off sleeping with Yiddish rather than being mal b'nei chaver, because you're not going to get chelek amal. That's what we said, one of the three things that a person doesn't get chelek amabo. Abol eishes ish, rab mal b'nei chavero, that's a real eishes ish, mal b'nei chavero, mekanav shem b'chavero, these things a person stays in Gehenna. Omar marzutu bartuvia amrav amilo amrav huna barbizna.
Justify the chazal.
That?
The chazal, the nochel aram shevel
suffocate. Oh, because he's saying that a suffoc eishes ish, even a vaday eishes ish, even a vaday eishes ish, has a share in olam haba. He does tshuva, get a share in olam haba. But mam nechaber, ein lechelik haba.
But the two are not connected incidents in the
No. Well, they are connected. They are connected, but they don't have to be connected. In other words, he said, you're embarrassing me by asking me the question repeatedly,
no,
right?
Noach is what I'm asking.
Oh, Noach means that you're better off. No, he's saying...
Because
at least you have a share of Rabbah. And a suffocatious ish, which is even less. Not even vadiyatious ish. You're only a suffocatious ish. So that's certainly better off than Mam Chavera, where you don't have... Here,
so
a suffocatious...
I should go out and be bold.
No, he doesn't mean that. No, means that a person is better off than, if he had to commit a sin, that's a worse sin. Of course, it doesn't mean to do that. That's what he said at the beginning. No, it doesn't mean you should do that. It means that you're better off you're better off. If you had to do two sins, what's the worst one? The worst one is Mam Ben Chavero.
Well, that's an interesting reading, Irving.
No. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. In fact, I saw I forgot where I saw it. I think it was maybe on yesterday's daf that he said that. Like, you know, you once made that comment, Irving once made a good comment. And he says, you know, we all do different things. We're not 100% maybe honest with our taxes, or we hurt somebody's feeling. We did things. But we were talking about somebody or some story with a man who went with a woman that he wasn't supposed to. So Irving says, of all the things I've done, that I haven't done, right? Remember you said that? And that's a good line. It's not something that you said it like, it's, you know, I know I can go to God. It's a big thing. I forgot, it's one of the pieces on the lines of the Gemara that the Mefarshim talk about that, you know, you didn't do that. You know, that you know you didn't do. That's important. Oh, it wasn't on the Gemara. I know where I saw it now. In other words, I saw it in one of the Mefarshim on the Parsha Shavua, not on this thing. Anyway, but the point is that's the idea there too. That you know you didn't. But even if even committing that besuffic isn't as bad as Mamanek Vera. Amrav Zutra Bar Tovia Amrav Amil Amrav Avuna Bar Bisna Amrav Shem Chasid. See, I remember what you said. Amrav Shem Chasid of Amil Amrav Yochem Shem Shem Yochai. Nachlaram Shapalatzmu Kivshes. A person's better off going into a burning furnace by Amnechaver Rab. No, this is the famous story of Tamar, right? Tamar, when she quote sinned with Yehuda, right? What happened? She said he would say she was being taken out to be killed, right? She was being burned at the stake. The he shochel chamien, she sent to her father-in-law Yehuda, who he didn't know that he had committed. He thought she was a zona. He thought he just stopped by, you know, for stop on the road, you know, a one night stand, and he didn't know that it was her. Then she sent her and said, listen, who owns this, you know, whose stick and whose wallet is this? This is the guy who left his stuff over here, right? So then, but she didn't say it's you. She said, listen, she didn't want to embarrass him. She was willing to be put to death rather than be embarrassing. So you see, a person's better off being put to death than embarrassing somebody. Amrav Chanina. The Pasuk quoted yesterday. The second pasuk that talks about embarrassing somebody. It says, remember, one pasuk is ki ten ki imkor ish memkar lachicha lamiso al tonu ish esachiv. Don't cheat one another financially. And then a Yid Zion says, v'losoni ish esamiso. Don't oppress your friend. Don't wrong your friend. The erasim elakecha. God knows what's in your heart. You can't say, I wanted. What's the price of this item? Like you want to buy and you really don't want to buy. God knows what's going on in your heart. So he tarshens it, asamiso am she'ata b'torah, am she'itcha b'torah mitzvos. Amiso means, what does amiso mean? Means your neighbor, your friend. It means from your nation. Amiso, from your fellow Jew. Am she'itcha b'torah mitzvos, don't oppress him. Some farshim want to say from here, if only he's with you, b'torah mitzvos. Let's say a person's a real Russia, a mumer lahachis, etc. Then maybe there is an inyan to wrong him with words, because hopefully it can turn him, you know, like it would be a way of scolding him. But that's one shot. Omarab, ishto. A person should be very careful with the words that he says to his wife, not wrong. Because a woman cries easily, she's very sensitive. So she's much easily hurt. You've got to be very careful with your wife. Omarab, when the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, ninalu shari tefila. We had this before, that the shari tefila were locked. In other words, davening alone doesn't help. Even if I cry out and I daven, shatum tefila si, my tefila has been stopped, has been blocked. Even though shari tefila have been locked, shari demoslaninu, not tears. Tears can still get through. Shemar, shema Hashem tefila si, listen to my tefila, v'shavasi hazina, and listen to my prayers, hearken to my prayers. El demosi al techrash, don't be quiet for my tears. So it's mashma that it's harder for Hashem to not to pay attention to tears. The tears he still listens to. The Amar Rav Kolohelch Ba'atzas Ishto. A if a person follows his wife's advice, nofel begehenim. Now, wait, don't go crazy. Nofel begehenim, he's going to go with the Gehenim, he's going to fall into Gehenim if he listens to his wife. Now, what does that mean? Before you ask Shneamar, Rak lo yaka Achav, that he just was that king wasn't as bad as Achav, who Izebel had led astray, right? She had led him astray, she had turned him, right? Amale Rapapala Baye.
I don't understand.
Wait. I said wait. You're ready. You're right? A little patience. Amale Rapapala Baye of Amri Inshi Israel. If your wife is short, Gochim Titilchishlo. Bend over and listen to her. In other words, when a wife says something, you know, you listen. If she's short, bend down and listen to her. Right? So look, Kasha Mili Damba Mina Base. It depends if she's something that she's well versed in. If it's something related to the house, the health, the economics of the house, the food, the children, etc., then you must listen to her. If it's something that she knows nothing about, buy this stock, and she doesn't know anything about stocks, then don't listen to her. You don't have to listen to her if she tells her. Again, if it's in yonim of spiritual matters, you listen to your wife. That's the most important thing to do. If it's tam, if it's related to work, and she's not familiar with that, then you don't listen to her. Amrav chista kol sharp. Now is it settled, or we still have a problem? Okay, and as it depends on the situation. Today, what? Yeah, what? Right. Okay, so you learn. Right, it doesn't even say Shinemar. It's a good point, right? She says Shinemar. Amrav Chista. Kol Hashem Nino.
Does the Chazal work the other way too?
That?
No,
it doesn't say that. That's understood, right?
Never listen
to your husband. Right. Amrav Chista. Kol Hashem Nino. Chutz Mishari Ono. Right, all the gates were locked except for the Shavana. Meaning, if somebody cries out, having been wronged, having been hurt personally, not money. We're not talking about money. We're talking about here being wronged personally with words. Hashem listens to that. Shenemar, Hine Hashem nitzav the pasuk in Amos al chomas anoch, on the wall of your oppression. Uviyado anoch. In other words, Hashem's holding on to that oppression. Meaning, even though tefillas, maybe Hashem doesn't listen to anymore once it feels there. Crying, he does. But Ono, if somebody's been wronged and he cries out to God, God listens. Amar blazer akol nifra bidei shaliach. Hashem pays everything back. Al yidei shaliach amal chutz meyono. When it comes to a person who's hurt with words, Hashem takes that personally. The anguish is in his hand. Hashem, so to speak, has a curtain between him and the Malachi Asharis. And Hashem has a Malachi Asharis handler, but three things Hashem handles himself, meaning the curtain doesn't get closed. Hashem looks on down upon that personally. Onav, guess what are these three things? Onav d'chsiv v'yado anach. Hashem has got it in his hand. He doesn't delegate it to anybody else. Gezel d'chsiv chamas v'shamas v'sho yishamaba. In that city, you heard about chamas and showed burglary, etc. I'll ponai tamid. It's in my face. In other words, Hashem says, I'm looking at that all the time. They make me angry. I'll put it right in my face. And it goes on to explain the ones who bow down to the Getchka. So those things Hashem takes care of personally. Make sure you have food in your house. When there's arguments in a house, it usually starts off over, it's two financial matters. A lot of people, commonly referred to as shalom bayis issues, you know, many times start off when the husband's out of work, right? When there's no money. So that's what he says over here too. B'sach beisur shalom al iskeot fushin emar. Hashem says every day, Hashem gvulach shalom. Hashem puts your boundaries peacefully when chelev chit miyasbech, when the fat of the wheat he satiates you with. In other words, when you have food, then everything's peaceful in your house. I'm a papa. Rav Papas always want to quote famous.
Folk sayings
that go along with the Gemara. Amar Pahayder de Meinshi, people say, Kemishlam Sari Mikada, when there's no more barley left in the pitcher, Nakish V'asi Tigrim Mevesa, then fighting and adversity knocks at the door. That's a Pashup Shad, knocks at the door. Rashi says he likes another Pshat that. When there's very little barley left in the pitcher, so it knocks around, you know, like you hear it knocking, you know, and that's what it causes. Right? Kederach keilim reikim shenishma bo kol avarak mishkashkenos. So that's what he refers to. But the pashup pshat is simply that when there's no food in the house, that's when fighting starts. Amrav Chanina, Or Amr Rav Chanina. Amr Rav Chanina bar Papa Rav Chanina bar Papa Olam Yadam Zar B'Tfuah B'Tuch Beso. Be careful. Make sure there's always food in your house. Shalo Nikru Yisrael Dalam El Eskei Tfuah. They're only called poor because of Tfuah, because of food, produce, and Emar. Volumes are Yisrael. When they planted, then the Goyim came up. V'Ksiv V'Yachnu Aleim. The Midianites gathered up against them. V'Ksiv V'Yidah Yisrael Ma'odim Ne'Bidyan. They became very poor because then, that's when their food was taken away. Then they were called poor. They weren't called poor when their silver and gold was taken away. Only when there's no food, that's when a person's really poor. Right? When we say the Gemara says, Ein Botkum Zonos. You know, if a person comes to you for tzedakah, you could say, I want to check it out. Let me read that stupid letter that you have there, right? You know, or whatever you have, but you're entitled to check it out. You don't have to give him money right away. But if he says he's hungry, you got to feed him, then he's poor. Amar Rav Chelba, Lolim Yadam Zar, Bekovet Ishto. Be very careful with your wife's honor. Shem Bracha Mitzvah B'toch Beso, Shalom El Bishvil Ishto. A bracha only comes to a house because of his wife. Shenemar, will Avram hate to Bavura, even though he had told everybody it was his sister, right? At that point in time, she had run his sister, but he got the goods because of her. Rava told the people in his town, that was his town, Mechuza, Okiru Nashacha, give honor to your wives, Kihechid de Tis Asru. You will become wealthy if you honor your wives. If you treat your wife well, then you will become wealthy. And that's what happened. Avram also got wealthy because of his wife. Tanan Hossam. Chatru Chulios, famous machlokas.
Because he called his wife his sister and gave her a
little
bit of
power. That's what I said, even though there he didn't call him his wife, right? Even though it wasn't his wife, but because of her, he was his wife. As I said, it would have been more proof in it had they thought it was his wife. But you see, the idea is that because of your wife, you are blessed. Not necessarily that they thought it's your wife. That your wife, she was your wife. He was blessed even because you thought it was his sister, but because of his wife, he was really blessed. So there's a famous machlokes when they used to make ovens were made out of like pottery. And if they had one big one, that pottery is a kli, and it could become tummy. If a dead reptile, let's say, was inside it, then any food inside would also become tameh. That was the halacha. However, let's say it was made in layers. They had like different levels of this oven, and they would take a big earthenware level. It was rounded, and they would put that in the furnace and make it complete. Then they would put another one on top, and make a big oven. And then they would seal it together with other cemented stuff. It would be one big unit. That would be a kli. That's a kli. It's a tanner. It's a kli, and would come to tumah. Here he says, let's say it was made in layers. Chulios. They cut it in layers. Chulios means like parts. You know, like parts. You could have a candelabra in parts, and it was an oven in parts. But doesn't make chol ben chuli chul. The problem over here was that it wasn't really sealed together. They put sand between each level. So Reb Lezer says that's tar, because it no longer has a locha like a kli. It's like a binyan. It's like a structure. It's like a structure. Structure's not makabel tumah. A house not makabel tumah. Rashi compares it even to a kli glolim, made out of earth or made out of dung. That's tar. Bachacham say it's still tumah because it still has a locha of a kli. So it was a famous machlokes in Kalim whether this kind of a oven that was made in layers with sand between the layers, whether it was tamei or tor. Reb Elazar said it's tor, and the Chum say it's tamei. V'zehu tanur shel achnai. It was called the tanur of achnai. Why achnai? It's a proper name, achnai. My achnai, amrav yudam reshmul, sheikifu dvarim ka achna zu v'tamu. Because the rabbis surrounded it with arguments, like a snake. A snake sits around many times, curls itself around with puts its tail in its mouth. And that's why it's called the Tanur Achnai. Not because the Tanur looked like a snake, but because the arguments around this issue were so vast that it was surrounded like a snake sits in a circle. So many arguments surrounded this whole issue. That's why it's called the Vitamu. Okay, so what happened was, let's understand first, the machlokas, the rabbis say it's tamei, and the rabbis are the majority, and Reb Elazar, we'll see, Reb Elazar ben Hyrcana says, no, Reb Elazar said it's tahar. That's what happened.
It means makabel tumah, right?
It's that it could be makabel tumah, correct, right, that the tana could be makabel tumah, that it has halacha like a kli. A kli could be makabel tumah, and it can transmit tumah in inside, right, makabel tumah. Tana ba'osayom, and at that the Heshev or Blesman Herkus called Shuvah Shlomo, he gave all kinds of answers to prove. In other words, he was an individual, brilliant individual, And he gave all kinds of proofs to prove, like Rameyer could prove anything, right? To prove that it was Tahor. V'lo kiblu menah, they didn't accept it. Amar lehem, im halacha kamosi, so he stood his ground, even though it was a majority against him. Amar melech, like me, charuv zeh yochiach, let this carob tree prove it. Nekir charuv mkomo, so a carob tree miraculously got uprooted from the ground. Mayam and moved 100 amas away. V'amila arba mayos amas, some say it was even further. But the point was, a miracle happened. He says, if the lach is like me, let this carob tree prove it. And the carob tree just got up and walked away, or blew away 400 amas. We don't bring proof from a carob tree. We don't care. The halach is, go achar ab lahatos. We paskin. That's halacha. Chazar amalanei told him, halach kamosi, hamayim yuchicha, let the water prove it. So chazar amas hamayim lacharim. So the water, which was coming downstream, all of a sudden went back upstream. Another miracle. They told him, "Envirayim ve'amisman." You can't bring a proof from there. Chazav Amalim Melach Kamosi told him, "Vlogs like me, Kosei Beis Medrash Shechicha. Let the walls of the base of this Beis Medrash let them prove it." He took Kosei Beis Medrash Lipo. The walls tilted as if to fall. They started turning. They started like tilting over. Gor Bar Mebishua Bishua. I guess it was his Beis Medrash. He got angry. He said, "Amalim, hey, Im Tamid Chacham Menatzchem Zeh. You guys are fighting, beating one another by Locha. Atam Atifchan." He like yelled at the walls. What are you getting involved for? Like, what are you going to? The whole wall's going to fall down. He like yelled at the walls. What's your business here? Let them fight it out. Lo Naflam Mikvad Shal Yeshua. So the walls didn't fall out of respect for Yeshua because he said, "Don't fall." V'lo Zakvu, but they didn't stand upright again. They Kvado Shel Reb Elezer. They didn't stand up. Right? You got to bring in an engineer now to check those walls, right? But the walls like stayed tilted. They didn't fall down because of Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't stand up because of Rabbi Lazar. By dying Matmomdim, they were still like tilted standing, leaning Tower of Pisa. Chazav Amalem, then he told him, Imalach Kamosi, Menashemayim Chichu, let him prove it from the heavens. Yatsa Basko went from the heavens, Amra, Malach HaMetzal Rabbi Lazar. What are you fighting with Lazar? Shalach HaKamoso. What are you fighting against? Lach HaKamoso B'chol Mokom. Lach is always like a Blazer. What are you fighting against him? Amra B'Yeshua, Rago B'Yeshua got up and stood. Amra, Lo B'Shamayimi. Doesn't come from the heavens. My Lo B'Shamayimi. What does it mean it's not from the heavens? Amra B'Yirmiya, Shekvar Nasa Natorah Me'ar Sinai. The Torah was given on our Sinai. Ein Anach Mashkichim B'Yas. We don't listen to a Basko. Shekvar Kosafta Bahar Sinai. You wrote on our Sinai B'Torah. Achre Rabim Lahatos. That's the rule. You set the rules. We're following the rules. You have no right to interfere now. Ashur Rav Nosson Elio, Rav Nosson found Elio. Amalei, Maya Vakrosh Baruch Hu. What does God say about this? You know, like, you know, you're a fly on the wall up there. What does God say? It's Amalei, Kachayach, he's laughing. Vamar Natschuni Bana, Natschuni Bana. My boys have beaten me. You know, they're right. They're right. Ach Rab Mahatos, Lo B'Shemayim Me. You don't listen to Mashkich and Basko. Amaros Hayom Vio Kol Tar V'Shatir Blezer. Once they beat all the Taurus that Rav Elazar was Matar based on that. In other words, based on similar cases where he said all those, apparently there were a lot of ovens made that way. And he said it's not Makabal Tuma. And they said they were Tame. All the Taurus that are made that were suffering, but they burned the Venimnu Olav. And they took a vote, Ubarhu, and they cursed him or put him in Cherim. Bomer Milach, who's going to go let him know? Omer Bakiva, Kiv says, Aniach, I'll go. Maybe a person who's not proper will go and tell him the odiu. In other words, we see Reb Elazar has certain powers. If somebody does it less tactfully, let's say, than I would, could cause problems. So let me go. Maaser Bakiv, what did he do? Lavash Charm, he put on black clothes as if to say he's in mourning. And Asat Hashem wrapped himself in black. V'yashav l'fanav, and he sat in front of Reb Elazar ben Hirkos. Arba Amos sat in front of him with respect. Four Amos away. Amlo. Rabbi Elazar ben Hirkos said, Akiva, Mayom Yama, what's going on? What happened today? What are you looking like this for? Amar lo, Rabbi Kamdumali, it appears to me, Shechaveirim Bedilimcha, that the Chaveirim, in other words, the other Tamnei Chacham, are separating from you, meaning like, nice way of telling him, you're in Cherem. Afu Karbogon, when he heard that, he tore his clothes, as is required for a person who's in Cherem, supposed to tear his clothes, like an Avelis, Rasham Nurachai Bekriya. Bechol Sam took off his shoes the same way he's chayp the nishmat, and he took away the chair of Yeshua Gavi Karka. Zog waved Mos, and his eyes started crying. He started tearing. Lucko, because of that, Lucko Olam, the world, because he cried, the world was smitten. Shlish Mizasim, a third of the olives, let's say, got ruined. The shlish b'chitim, third in a week. The shlish b'sarim. In other words, whatever the punishment was, some farshim say it wasn't the whole world. It was only the people who were, were going against Reb Elazar's halacha. In other words, when they paskin against him, wherever that halacha took effect, they had these various calamities befall them. Pardon? Right, right. He was wrong, but he still had that power. Right, 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 right.
So that's what,
but he had the power to do it. He had the power to do it. Well, had, because he was great.
Why were all of these things happening?
If he was wrong, if he was wrong, because he,
because he had sitting
the,
there,
because he had the power. Listen, the rabbi looked at somebody and he died. Right, you have that many times because he had such power, and even God agreed with him. Right, so to speak, until
God was the one who brought down all the miracles.
Right, right, right. And God agreed with him. God said, he's right. Why don't you listen to, he sent down the Basco. The Basco came from God. Yet they said, sorry, that's not the halacha. The Asham, some say,
it's a limitation on God.
Yeah, yeah, it's a limitation on God. That
once it's not a limitation. It's not a limitation because God made it.
He made the rule, right? He made the rules. He made the rules.
Moshe listens because why did God do all the miracles? To prove him right.
But it was
not necessarily to prove him right. He did it because he had the power to do it. In other words, because Blazer had that power, had pertinent powers. The Eishom Af Batzek Shemitei Isha Tafach, that even the dough in a woman's hand also spoiled. Tana Ach Godol Haya Ba'osayom. There was a great calamity that day. Shebechol Makom Shenasim Ba'enev Blazer, wherever he looked, Nisraf. That's, he had that power. He had the power, like you said, people had a power. Mechai Mason, they had power to destroy. So even though he was, the halacha was not like him, but he felt so strongly and he was upset and everything. But Rabbi Gamliel Haya Babasvina, Rabbi Gamliel was coming on a boat. We'll see, Rabbi Gamliel was his brother-in-law. Rabbi Gamliel was his wife's brother. And he was coming on a boat. Amalav Nach Sholotavo, a big wave came, tsunami. Like a tidal wave came. We used to call it tidal waves. Now they call it tsunami. When we grew up, it was called the tidal wave. Anyway, I'm going to love Nachshol Latavo. A big tidal wave came to sink the boat. I'm going to love Nachshol Latavo. Because I think it's all because Rabbi Gamliel. I'm going to love Raglav. He stood up. I'm going to love Nachshol Latavo. Go if you do it for Necho Hashloch Vadi Asisi. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, was he was one who led the charge against Rabbi Lezer. He says, I didn't do it for my honor. I didn't do it for my father's house. We'll see, he came from David Melech. Elech Vodcha, I did it for your cover. We had a paskin one way, and this is what went with the majority. You shouldn't have machlokis. We paskin one way, they paskin another way. We had to have the halacha. Nachayam Izofo, and the sea rested. Right, and the sea rested from its anger, so to speak. Right, the sea was angry that day, my friends. Right, the sea rested; it subsided. Now, Ima Shalom Dvisu Blazer, Rabbi Lezer and Herkes's wife, that was her name, Ima Shalom Achsid Rumgalil Have. She was the sister. Me'ahu Ma'isavayil. From that time and on, from the time that happened that he was put in Cherem and he was so upset. After Shemoneh Esrei, we do Nefilas Apayim, right? So in those days, they prostrated themselves on the ground and they said all kinds of personal requests. We have a certain nusach we follow. We say it's kapitel tilim, but it was done right after Shemoneh Esrei, and so she would not allow her husband to do Nefilas Apayim. Why? Because she was afraid. Again, he's going to go down. He's going to be so upset that her brother will be killed through that effect. That day was Rosh Chodesh. So she thought, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, there's no, you don't say Tachnun. And Rosh Chodesh is Tachnun. So she had nothing to worry about. You know, she was be keeping an eye on him. The Farshim say, how would she keep an eye on him all day? She wouldn't allow him to do Tachnun. So how long could she stay there? So you see from over here, the Farshim say that it has to be immediately after Shemoneh Esrei. You can't just do it any time. Anyway, so she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. She says, Rosh Chodesh is not going to do it anyway. V'chavle bein molei l'chosser. In other words, she thought that the previous month ended on the 29th, and today's the 30th, is the first is Rosh Chodesh. But it turned out that it was a molei. So if it was a molei, they kept molei. Not like today. Today we keep both days Rosh Chodesh, right? But in those days, when it was a molei, so Lamed was the end of the first month, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh. So it was
for women. She was looking to take
yeah, she wanted a day off. So this was Lamed of the previous month, and therefore there wasn't a Nefilas Apayim, wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. So Vichalei Ben Malachas, or Ikan Amisam, in other words, she wasn't guarding him against Tachlin. Ikan Amisam say, Asa Ani Yevakai Baba, it could be that she was interrupted because a poor man came to her door, and Afik Lerifta, she took out some bread. Again, you see, she gave him bread. Didn't say she gave him money. Afik Lerifta, Ashkasek Denafal Alante, and she found him that she missed it, right? Meanwhile, he, you know, like the story, many stories, you know, you're watching it, and he looked away for a minute, and he didn't feel by him. Amrlei, come, get up already, because you already killed my brother. She knew that he had, you know, he killed him. Yeah, right. She knew that if he did nefilas apayim, her brother was gone.
That's because of the tefillah.
What tefillah?
His power.
But no, because of what's going on in Tachlim, because he's asking for personal requests, and he was so upset that he knew that would cause his being upset would be the cause of Amriel's death. Adahachi, not necessarily that he was praying for his death, but he was so upset that these things could have happened. When we see these stories, he got angry and he looked at him and he turned into a pile of rubble. Doesn't mean that he wanted to kill him, but that's the power that his anger had. Adahachi, nafik shipura, pardon?
Our scroll says, gives it the present tense, you are killing, not that you killed.
Katlislach, okay, yeah, you've killed my brother now. You know, get up already, you killed my brother, you know. In other words, you've killed Kadlasach. You've already killed him. He's dead. You might as well get up. You're killing him. Or can we get him? Arachin Efik Shipura Vesim Leil the Shachar. Right at that time already, the news came out from Gamliel's house that he was gone. In other words, it was too late already. Right?
You're killing my brother, but it was done already.
Arachin Efik Shipura Vesim Leil the Shachar. Amrlei Menardes. How did you know? How do you know? But this is my Kabbalah from my father's, my grandfather's house. When a person feels wronged, God takes care of it personally. So I know as soon as you fell down, it's too late. He's gone. Tanrabanan. Hama'ana es hager over b'shlo shalav. If a person makes a ger.
Was the onah from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Elezer?
No, from Lezer to Gamliel. No. In other words, Rabbi Lezer felt wrong. And therefore, even though the majority was against him, but he felt wrong, and therefore, you see with that. Oh no, if a person feels wrong, God takes care of it. Even if the feeling wrong was wrong, you know, it could be. If you make a ger feel bad over shlosh lavin, you're over in three lavin. Ba'alochtzon, if you oppress him, Rashi's mashal lochtzon means like if he owes money and you try to get the money, you press him to get your money back. You press him for the money over b'shlam, you're over on two lavin. Why do you say ma'ana is when you just make him feel bad with words? Zechsev shlosh lavin. What are the three lavin? The ger lo sona. V'chiyogir itcha ger ba'artzchem. Don't impress him. Lo sonu. Twice it says literally lo sonu when it comes to ger. And then it says lo sonu isha samisa. The regular general lav, v'ger b'chlal amiso. And a ger is also included in the general one. So why do you say there's three psukim by ger? The two specifically ger and one, the general one, which includes a ger. And therefore there's three. Lo tzonami shloshim. When it comes to oppressing him, meaning for pressuring him to pay back his loan, also the three ksivi. Lo tzonami shloshim ksivi. Says v'lo silchat senu. Right, don't pressure him. Vegir lo silchatz, v'lo siya lo kinoshe. Right, that's a general pasuk when it comes to pressuring a person to give back money. Vegir bechlalu. So you have three there. If you notice, if you count the third one, the general one for the ger, you count the third one, general one, the general one for a ger. Also, when it comes to pressuring him for money that he owes. Elachazev, echazev, rather, no, it means both of them, you're over three. So if it's a regular Jew, you're over one on each one. But if a ger is over three. Tanya Rablazer, how many times I get Tanya Rablazer Agar Lomer? Nimaz here at Torah Balamed Vav Mekomos. Why did the Torah tell us in 36 places? Vamila Bemem Vav Mekomos in 46 places. Because sometimes it says, the 46 places Tosa says is Yesh Parash Mishum the Chashav Kigair Mahisna. Every time it mentions the word Ger, even if you're not talking about a Ger, a convert today, because it says Kigair Mahisna, includes that it says, every time it mentions Ger, is a total of 46. So the Torah warns you in 36 places not to make a ger feel bad, and some say even includes 46 places, Nesha Suro Ra, because his inclination is bad, is evil. So some say this means that if you make him feel bad, and he's already like in a bad way, he might turn back to his old ways. Rashi in Hurios is Mashmash Shasura Ra, meaning he has got an extreme Yetzirah. He came from a source when they used to do Avodah Zarah. His Yetzirah is greater than yours, and therefore you should make an effort, right? Why is it that the Torah gave you a special law and be careful not to oppress him? Because he's already in a bad way. He's got a very bad inclination, and therefore don't turn him, don't hurt him in any way, because you have to be more understanding. Even though he's maybe not as tzaddik as you are, you have to be more understanding because he has a greater yetzer than you do. Ma'aretzim says, "V'ger lo son of lo sechosenu." It says, "Don't oppress the ger, don't wrong him with words, and don't oppress him, don't press him for money." Ki gerim ha'yisam eretzlam, because you yourselves were gerim, you were strangers in a strange land. Right? Gerim literally means a stranger. So we say that it's like a zor, right? A zor is a stranger compared to a kohen. Yisrael is a zor. So a ger, a convert, ger means he's the stranger here. Ger toshav. So why does it say over here ki gerim ha'yisam? Because you were also was after with it. So Tanya, Rabbi Nassar, Mum Shabachal, Tamil Chavercha. If you have a problem, don't say that same mum to the other guy. Why? Because that's going to embarrass you more. That's why Rashi says, "Keep him the ger ma'isem genayu lechem laskish gemeres." If you were a ger, so what are you mentioning? He's a ger. That reminds you of yourself. That's an embarrassment for you. You were also a ger. So like you're not such a tzaddik person. Says, "Lo, what are you doing this now?" But you were also once that way. So that's an embarrassment. So if you have a mum, you shouldn't mention it. You shouldn't oppress somebody else with that mum, because yours will come to the fore. Behind the Dharma Inchi, and that's what people say, it's a famous saying, another famous saying. Rav Papa didn't say this one, but it's a famous saying. They have the saying in many languages, in Yiddish also. Dharma Inchi, the Zokuf Leis Kifa, Bidyukde, if somebody in their house, somebody in that household was once hung up, was once, taken to the gallows and hanged to death, Lo Neimel El Chavre, you shouldn't tell to somebody else, like to his friend, somebody else in the house, so I can say, please hang up the fish. You know, like don't hang up, like if somebody in that house was hung by the government or executed, yeah, but what's the word when they, what they used to do to the blacks, you know, they went with
the lynch.
Lynched, yeah. Someone's lynched, that's what I was looking for, yeah. And the Jews were lynched here by the Arabs. But if somebody was lynched, you don't say, you say he was hung up. You don't say, please hang up my coat. Here he talks about fish. It's the same idea. Don't tell somebody's house or leben beso tali dagzeh. Shekol shame talia ganayulo. It's an embarrassment. In other words, makes him feel bad. So he's like telling you, don't. The same idea with the ger. When you say, you talk about a ger, you're embarrassing your own family because you were all ger at one point. All right, tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll start at the regular time of 5:30. Tomorrow, we'll end the parak and start the new parak of Ezer Neshach. We get into the concept of ribit, of interest, usury, forbidden for Jews against Jews.